You are now listening to Vigilantes Radio, presented by the Only One Media Group. This is the people's choice for quality interviews, celebrities, and special guests. Hosted by Demetrius Dinny Reynolds. Call in to join the mix at 701-801-9813. For the complete archive of episodes, visit onlyonemediagroup.com and be sure to like us on Facebook at Vigilantes Radio. We welcome all. Enjoy the show. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host, Demetrius Houdini Black Reynolds. Enjoy the show.
At DollarSeed.com, all of our seeds are only a dollar a pack. And we have online resources that teach you all about the rewarding hobby of growing your own plants, flowers, herbs, and vegetables. Imagine the joy you'll feel when your children actually help you harvest your first garden crop, or the pride of knowing you'll never need a florist again. Visit DollarSeed.com and grow a little magic of your own for just a dollar. DollarSeed.com. What could be healthier?
Hello, hello, hello. What's going on, guys? Welcome to another incredible episode of Vigilantes Radio, and I am your host, Dini. I must say that this is a pre-recorded episode, and I can't wait to deliver it to your inboxes, or for you guys who have the notifications selected, you should get a notification when this episode drops, and I can't wait. All right, so we have a very special guest for you guys. Yep. And we can't wait, like I said, right? Too much excitement. All right, before I bring my guest on, I do want to say what was once an effort becomes a joy when you decide that you want to do it, when it fits your purpose, when it makes a positive difference. A great strategy for getting yourself to take effective action is to connect with that action with the things that you truly desire. What if the things you needed to do were the same as the things you wanted to do? You would have no problem getting them done. No one would have to nag you about them. You wouldn't have to make up excuses for not getting around to them. You just start right in there with a bunch of eager anticipation, and you get right on in there and get busy. The great thing is those have to do tasks and want to do actions can indeed be precisely the same. Like, what are you talking about, Dini? See, this happens when you build and maintain a solid connection in your mind between those goals you desire to accomplish and the actions which will make them happen. You can enjoy any activity you decide to enjoy. You can sincerely want to do whatever you decide that you want to do. The difficulty is not usually in the effort, but in the attitude. So decide to take the actions which will move your life ahead and enjoy doing those things you need to do. Take that from me, Coach Dini. That is my word, and word is bond.
Have you struggled budgeting your finances? Don't worry, you're not alone. Humbledbudget.com, that's HumbledBudget.com, is the help and resource you've been searching for. Humbledbudget.com is a personal finance and educational website with a great variety of topics when it comes to budgeting, taxes, investing, and the popular topic of FIRE, financial independence, retire early. Humbledbudget.com has a goal, and that's to help you reach your financial dreams, no matter what your goals are when it comes to finances. It doesn't matter where you start, where you come from, or where you are right now. HumbledBudget.com can help. What are you waiting for? Take that first step to the financial life you've dreamed of and go to HumbledBudget.com. That's HumbledBudget. HumbledBudget.com.
All right, all right. You are listening to VRL. That's Vigilantes Radio Live right here on iHeart Radio, and I am Dini. All right, our interviews are designed to go beyond music, news, books, art, acting, films, technology, education, entrepreneurship, entertainment, and sometimes even that thing that we call the ego. Our interviews are designed to go behind the scenes and into the minds of these incredible human beings. You know, the ones who are out there giving it their all for me, for you, and for the world. And with that, let's welcome to the show. He's a director, actor, producer, cinematographer, editor, composer, photographer, writer, and a mirror? Okay, we gotta find out what a mirror is. Anyway, his name is Carlos Berber. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the show. How's it going?
All right, can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I wasn't sure what was going on with all that. But we're working and we're back in business.
Yes, sir. So, what is a mirror? It's on your Facebook profile.
A mirror?
Mirror.
Oh, mirror.
Mirror, yeah.
Mirror, as in M-E-hyphen-E-R. I just do me.
All right. What is that exactly? What do you do, Carlos?
I am a writer-director that also, you know, DPs his own films. I kind of stepped away from doing a lot of projects for a lot of individuals and started projects for myself, films that I wanted to see or that would entertain me. And it seems to also entertain quite a few other people. So it just kind of started becoming my own thing, and everybody would just say, Carlos is just Carlos. And, you know, it just kind of stuck. So it's just me doing me.
Yeah, for sure. Was that a hard shift?
It really wasn't. It was more difficult to stay stuck in a zone that wasn't for me. You know, there were bits and pieces that I vibed with, but it wasn't entirely something that I had my full heart in. So it would be, you know, me combating that constantly, you know, internal conflicts with other projects that just I had a lot of questions for, and when I asked these questions, not a lot of people liked it, and they're just like, why can't you just let it be, you know, and just let it be. I'm just like, oh, but I have too many questions. I wanted to have an answer because I want to make sure that the audience could have the answer as well. Otherwise, you have a lot of things that are left unanswered, and it just kind of like leaves them wanting more in a bad way, and I wanted them to want more in a good way.
Yeah. Would you say that's the biggest difference in your production work versus anyone else?
Yeah, that is a big, big, big difference. I like to make sure I'm pretty thorough when it comes to, you know, the characters, the story, as much as I possibly can. That's within limits and budget, of course. If we have time to further explain or go into depth, then we will. But we look at things at a certain way and approach it with as much human element as possible. So that's what stands Party Bus different from most of these other horror films. We are trying to incorporate intelligence. And so, therefore, that's where the idea of intelligence gore comes in, films that have reasoning for things to happen than just to slaughter away.
Yeah. Wow. Alright, man, I know we kind of just jumped right into that. I kind of want to back it up for a bit and get like the genesis of your love for film and production, writing, even acting. Like, where did it all start for you?
Oh, do we have time? It's quite a long story. Let me sum it up. When I was young, I was always a storyteller. The only way for me to tell stories was just within my own mind. And I was probably like 5 or 6 when I would create these stories with my brother and my sisters. And we would use action figures to tell stories, and I would direct them. Without knowing that I was directing, I would create this entire story. And they would just follow and partake and just kind of like create characters based off of the storyline. And we just did that for hours at a time. And then eventually that got boring for us, and then I started just recording audio tapes. I had a little recorder, and I did that, but it wasn't satisfying. And one day I was watching Batman, the Tim Burton version, right? I think it was like 89 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it was a VHS, and we happened to have a VHS camcorder. And I thought to myself, well, you know, somehow this produced that, and then I just got to figure it out. So first thing I did was take the tape out of the VCR and put it into the camcorder, and lo and behold, it didn't work. you know, little did I know, it's because, you know, it was overwrite protected. But, you know, later on, I started purchasing VHS tapes and started figuring things out. Now, I didn't really have actors, so I did everything with action figures and attempted stop motion. And that's where I learned about timing on these cameras. You know, there was just 2-second timing that would allow it to record after 2 seconds. And so I had to learn that and a bunch of other things to figure it out. And it wasn't going where I needed to go. And then I somehow persuaded my siblings to help me out. And that's where it began. I would edit VCR to VCR, basically. The term is called deck to deck. And that's how I would edit the videos before the digital era came around, and we had Firewire and Mini DV that allowed us to make it a little simpler. We used to have capture cards back in the day, and that's what we used to transfer the analog over to digital. But, you know, it was just a process. But I'm all self-taught, and it's just something I always wanted to do. I would discover that, you know, the RCA ports would allow me to, you know, remove one, and I could input a CD player, and I could score my films that way. And, you know, these are little high school films that we were doing at the time and just running around the backyard, and that's how we just made these movies. And then eventually I discovered Adobe, because Movie Maker was not working. It was very gimmicky and glitchy, and it didn't really work out. And before Movie Maker, I used to make these little animated movies on a Movie Maker that would that allow you to cast your own characters, and it was a Batman Movie Maker. I don't remember the name of it, but you could basically select these characters from the Batman cartoon and then, you know, voice over it and animate and then draw and do all these things and put music in. It was like a really cool thing, but it was very limited. And if you did too much, it would just speed it up and just ruin everything. So it was a process to figure out a way to tell stories, but I did whatever I could to find a way to make it happen. And that was always my MO behind everything, was just make it happen.
Yeah,
and
sounds
so,
like it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's good. But yeah, I mean, after Firewire came around and the digital era came, and Adobe was kind of like, you know, very gimmicky software, but, you know, it was able to utilize it. It started going, you know. I was still learning, and I still wasn't sure how things worked, but I figured it out. You know, this is before YouTube and all that. We had forums. And you would post a question, and then, you know, a group of people would come in and try to answer those questions, and then you would, you know, continue to do that. So you would check back every week to see if anybody answered, and just keep going back and forth. You know, I see kids nowadays on YouTube, and I'm just like, oh man, they have a whole course on how to be a filmmaker. You know, those kind of tools weren't accessible to us when we were growing up, so we just kind of had to figure it out. I grew up in Casa Grande, Arizona. A really, really small town, and you know, not much really going on there. So being a filmmaker was just kind of like something that was really odd for everybody in that town. They were just like, oh, there's a local weirdo running around with his camera again and chasing people around making these violent films. And, you know, horror was just the only thing I would do, because it was what fascinated, and also elicited responses from people as well. So that's where I started at, and then wanted to have you know, more in-depth stories and try to combine horror with, like, you know, is drama, and make it entertaining was kind of like the task I was at when I was, you know, around, you know, 12, 13 years old. And then I just kept trying to figure it out as I grew older.
Yeah. Man, so it sounds like we're from the, like, same school of figure it out versus today's just information that's, you know, truly accessible. And that's very unique for someone like you, especially in your industry, who just kind of got in there, figured it out, did it on their own. I guess, you know, your work ethic with figuring it out kind of translate into what you do today. If you could, though, if the internet was available to you, put it this way, how far advanced or how quicker to market do you think you would have been?
If your company or group has at least 5 or more W-2 employees, stayed open during the pandemic, and experienced some type of loss, then their business may qualify for up to $26,000 an employee through the Employee Retention Credit from the federal government. Since this is a tax credit, funds do not have to be paid back. And there are several ways that businesses can qualify for the tax credit other than a loss of revenue. There are still millions of businesses that haven't filed, and the deadline is slowly approaching, so the time is now to file before funding ends. To learn more about the ERC program, visit www.taxfilecredit.com. That's www.taxfilecredit.com.
Oh, light years, because when it came down to it, you know, the only way you were really going to be in the movies or even make films was to have a lot of money or climb up the ladder in Hollywood. And that just wasn't going to be possible for someone like me. You know, I come from a family. I'm first generation here in America. You know, my family's from Mexico. And, you know, we didn't really have a lot. And so, you know, everything that we do have, we, you know, worked really hard for. My work ethic actually comes from my grandma, who would work in the fields. She would be working in potato fields and in the corn fields, you know, working these 16, 17-hour days. And then taking care of, you know, all my uncles and aunts. And we all lived together, you know, it was like 14 of us in a 4-bedroom house. And so we, you know, we're just watching her work and just doing it day in and day out and no complaints. Just, you know, make sure that we behaved and stayed in line. That was basically the key thing. And then, you know, just seeing that kind of work ethic is something that, you know, I always... It's, you know, it's inspired me to do it, because I'm just like, if she did that, you know, for $5 an hour, I don't have no reason to complain. You know, overtime wasn't something that was a luxury for them, you know, because, you know, ESL, you know, English as a secondary language, was my grandma, and she was learning English as she was working. And so, you know, sleeping just a handful of hours every night, you know, for years, you know. So that's where my work ethic comes from. But, you know, when it comes to, you know, being able to have access to tools and answers immediately, would have definitely helped out a lot in expediting, you know, experiments, because we trial and error, right? Constant trial and error. And seeing what's on YouTube now, I can just keep, you know, search a keyword, and then I get a populated list of things, and I'm just like, oh wow, this is easy, you know. And then they show you how to do it, they supply you with all the tools and assets you need to actually reproduce what they do, and then you just make it your own, and then it's done. It's like, you know, whereas, well, it's no longer difficult as it used to be. Mm-hmm. Having to do things frame by frame, you know, back then when we wanted to track an item, you know, in VFX, we do a lot of tracking, so that way we can replace things, mask things, you know. For example, in Party Bus, we have a beheading scene in there, and then, you know, in order to make it look like her face is making faces, we have to track the face to the doll. And, you know, back then, it would be a frame-by-frame thing, as where now we can just set a software to do it. It uses algorithm, and then it tracks everything, and it's automatically done. It's really easy, and then it's over, you know, a little bit of mesh here and there, and then you have it conform to the face, and next thing you know, you have a face that's being animated, and it looks pretty realistic to, you know, it's kind of like, oh, wow. But, you know, back then, that would take us weeks to do, as where now it takes, you know, maybe a day, depends on the resolution. I mean, working with 6K footage takes a long time to track that much data, but, you know, you can utilize other forms of compression, like, you know, proxies or even ProRes and whatnot, to expedite that process for the VFX and then upscale it afterwards.
For sure. So you mentioned earlier about Party Bus, for certain.
Yeah.
That there are certain things or events that happen on purpose. So is there something that the audience is supposed to learn? I know that Party Bus is a horror film, thriller, but is there something that the audience should learn?
It's accountability. The film is ultimately about that. It's about two brothers that are reunited. And, it's been over 15 years since the younger brother seen the older brother. And then, you know, he's somehow ends up as the driver of the bus that they're on. And, it's all revealed later on. But, you know, he basically, you know, comes on board. They reunite. Then he says, all right, I got to get back to business. And then he's like, I want to let everybody know here, you guys all have a special seat on this bus for a reason, and we're going to talk about that. As simple as, you know, holding yourself accountable and telling the truth, or I'm just going to kill you guys. And, arrogance and pride gets in the way with a lot of the characters, and, you know, everybody's just holding on to the last moment of trying to, like, you know, not speak any truth, you know, and it's kind of like... The film is about just taking accountability and just, you know, being honest with yourself and, you know, and others in general. So that's kind of like the main root of the film. It's disguised underneath all that in layers. So that's where the way it's set up, the way it's done, that's where the intelligent portion comes in. And of course, you know, we'll have the gore in there to capitalize on, you know, to make the gore hounds happy, to make people that enjoy horror films happy. There's suspense, there's comedy in there. It has a dark comedy element to it, much like a Rob Zombie film where it has the black comedy in it, where it's kind of like, oh wow, this is really dark and hilarious at the same time. Yeah. And it's kind of like the concept where we go on Party Bus, you know, we just wanted to have an all-around ride, fun ride, you know, and it's chaperoned by the older brother.
And accountability. Whew. We need more books on that.
right?
Yeah. Is there a release
date? That was one of the first lessons for me, you know.
Really?
Learn accountability. You know, it's just like as growing up, you know, failure, you have to hold yourself accountable for all your failures and your successes. But, you know, that was the first lesson in adulthood for me, is like accountability. I'm like, okay, here we go. Teach myself to understand this and know how to put myself through it. And so that was like, for one of the first features that we're putting out, it's like, why not, one of the first lessons in adulthood, why not put that out there like that together?
Yeah. Is there a story that comes to mind in your life that you kind of always revert back to?
Any particular story. It's just like one day when you wake up and you realize, you know, you're not where you want to be, you know, and there's nobody to blame other than yourself. And you're just like, you know, I got to hold myself accountable for this. You know, it's nobody else's fault for me being where I'm at and not being where I want to be. You know, I could hold technology, I could hold times, I could hold a lot of things. Other individuals, you know, things like that. You know, when I was young, I used to be so upset because we didn't have money, and, you know, I would have fantasies of acquiring monies in such ways that were deemed unacceptable by society. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just I put all those ideas, all that frustration into stories and wrote them into scripts, and I just didn't understand where and how it would go. It's kind of like how Eminem, when he writes music, right? He writes a bunch of notes here and there. It's kind of like how I do my scripts. It's just segments of dialogue and moments and situations, and I'm just like, how am I going to construct this to a story? It's just like when he puts it all together and all of a sudden he has a song. It's the same concept. So I was really fascinated by the way his mind worked because of that. And so that's very much how my mind works. A bunch of, carry notebooks. Well, used to carry notebooks. Now that we have cell phones, it's as simple as jotting it down and doing something, a note to yourself.
Yeah.
And you can create tons of scenarios, you know. I'm working on a comedy and I'm just like, there's a lot of funny things in there, but how do I make it so it's original? You know, it's a difficult thing to do, is originality. And so when I was presented with the challenge of
creating Party Bus, is like, how do we make it original? You know, and I was like, how can we do that? And so I was like, all right, well, there are a couple ideas I have, and you know, my wife and my best friend Dan helped me, and my wife Jasmine, she helped me, you know, eliminate the fat in the story, and then just kind of like narrow it down. There's a joke in there that my buddy Dan came up with, and revolves around a section on the bus. Let's just put it that way. And he's inquiring on the lady if she knows what section she's sitting in. And so it's a little bit of a dark humor, but it's the scene that gives me the most laughs because it's the most over the top. And so when the film is released on December 3rd, people will get to see how that joke plays in and what happens and how wild it is.
Yeah. Wow, man. All right. So I was going to ask you, too, were you the casting director as well for Party Bus?
Yes. I mean, I usually ask my team, you know, like who they think as well, you know, like this sitting on the casting. And it's a group effort in deciding, you know, who we're going to cast ideally, and just kind of ask opinions. Ultimately, I am the executive decision maker on that. But overall, you know, it's like that's what we do. That's how we go about when it comes to the whole casting.
Absolutely. All right. So the film drops December the 3rd. Where can we anticipate the release?
It's going to be on VOD platforms. I don't have the actual, like, all the VODs. I just know that the distribution has a ton of places that they put it out on, and I just don't know which group of VOD platforms is hitting first. I'm sure it's going to be on the basics like Amazon and I don't know if it's going to be on the YouTube in-demand portion of it, because they require a less violent version of the film, more edited down, so to say. I'm probably Tubi and a bunch of other like platforms. I'm not too familiar very much other than just the main ones. But there's apparently a lot of options out there nowadays.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So where can people connect with you online?
Well, we have a website, berberproductions.com. We all, you know, they can also reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook. I'm more inclined to respond when I'm not busy, so it just depends. Probably the website would be the easiest way to communicate with me, because it will allow my wife to get to the emails and be like, oh, well, this person's trying to reach out to you, so forth and so forth.
Yeah, yeah. Man, it must works better with the team, because I've tried the solo thing, man, trying to answer all the messages, emails, and, you know, be the creator, and it just doesn't work out all the time. What has been your experience?
A team is a must. If you want to, for scalability, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Also, a team will hold you accountable too, so that's another great thing. They're like, they tell you when you're being too much, they tell you when you're not being enough. It's just, a team is absolutely important, but you got to make sure it's a team you trust, a team that's been with you for a long time. And, you know, we've had many people come in and out of the team, and I still have, you know, my main guys have been here for a long time. Dan Miller from Red Black Films, he's been there since pretty much the start of production for me. You know, I had started doing music videos, and I was already about 2 years in, and so I met the guy, and since then he's basically been my brother from another mother this entire time. And then the other person that's extremely important in my team is my wife. She's also the other half of Berber Productions. You know, she took a big jump in helping and investing into the company, and, you know, we've been successful since then. And, you know, she has the business mentality. I'm the creative one that, you know, she has to let off a leash occasionally here and there, but mm-hmm. Yeah, she helps out a lot, tremendously. Like, she is an excellent, excellent with running and managing business, and I'm very thankful for that because that's something that I've been missing extremely in what I do. Just being able to manage all of the inquiries, all of the meetings. She filters through it, you know, see who's serious, who's not. She knows the keywords that, you know, we look for people that are, you know, speculating and people that are ready to go. And where we are at, you know. So if, you know, someone's ready to go, but we're in the middle of production and we won't be ready to go for another 4 months or 4 weeks or so, and they're ready to go, it's kind of like, okay, well, we can't do that. So we'll have to pass and so forth and so forth. It's just, there's a lot in there that she handles, which is phenomenal.
All right, that sounds awesome, man. Sounds awesome. All right, man. Well, tomorrow is Gobble Gobble Day, and I wish you well. I can't wait till December the 3rd. I'll check it, man. My wife and I, we love thrillers, horror, all of that, gore, you name it. So we'll try to get in there and watch it and, yeah, see where it goes.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, check it out. Let me know what you think. We would love to, you know, get reviews in and whatnot. And I'll, the
Thank
most
you.
Honest reviews
my
are
Vigilantes
the most
family,
helpful for
as
us,
always, for checking out my podcast over here at Vigilantes Radio Live.
And the market that
All
we
episodes
like to,
are available,
you know,
for free download, and you can grab it from either Spreaker.com/OnlyOneMediaGroup, Spotify, CastBox, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube. The app,
all right, Carlos,
Podcast Addict,
it was
or
our
over at our website,
here, man. Happy
which again is onlyonemediagroup.com. And that goes for every
Thank
single show that
me.
We've ever aired. If you would like to request
right, you,
music
sir.
Or
Take
send
care.
Something right. for me to play, me email it to vradio@onlyonemediagroup.com. That is V as in Victor. And here's my disclaimer. We are genre-free, we do not judge, and we absolutely do not base our opinions on hearsay, but facts alone. And actually, scratch all of that, because all of my opinions are always right. That's the bottom line. This is my show, so deal with it. Just kidding. On behalf of myself, Denny, I appreciate all you guys for tuning in, either afterwards or live with us. Spread the word, because sharing is caring. We stepped up our game just for you guys and our guests to make sure that you have the best experience here on our show. Be sure to connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Snapchat, TikTok, at all social media sites, as well as Spreaker, YouTube. We always follow back. Okay, well, just remember to put yourself into everything that you do and never stop investing in yourself. Peace, love, grilled cheese, and talk with you later.
You are now listening to Vigilantes Radio. The people's choice for quality interviews, art, music, and hot topics. Hosted by Demetrius Houdini Black Reynolds of the duo No Longer the Hero. All episodes of this podcast are available for free download at www.onlyonemediagroup.com. This is a Seventh Sign Regime, Rebirth Worldwide Syndicate exclusive.